Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another stupendous, I try to add a little funky adjective every single time, stupendous edition of Making College Come True Radio Show. I am Pastor John McClain, here with, almost here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera. She is handling important things, like usual, which, I guess when you oversee several principals, several teachers, several students, have to make sure that their parents are happy, everything's as it should be.
Absolutely.
She's in a lot of places, but she will be joining us soon. But like usual, her sidekick, I want to think the Robin to Dr. J's Batman. Yeah, we have Mrs. Kanyez, also known as Arlene by her friends, here in studio with us.
Yes. And so glad to be here.
And I'm super excited because every time we get the opportunity to get some students from Tucson International Academy in studio, it's such a blessing because, one, you can just genuinely, authentically tell that they love the place and that they're excited for all the things that all the possibilities that are in their future. And two, like usual, like this school year just began. So you brought me the two coolest kids in the school. I get it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It makes perfect sense. So like, I just feel cooler with them being here. I'm just absorbing it right now. So go ahead. Just put it out, that
put
energy
the vibe
out
up
there, and I'll suck it up. And I'm definitely excited to hear about, you know, what they're doing at Tucson International Academy, the different programs, different things, events that they're excited to be part of. And then, you know, what the future holds for these future presidents of the United States.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm excited. But like usual, when we have our Arlene talking on the mic, we put her in the hot seat. So I'm especially excited for you this week, you know, this month, this lifetime. You get to, you know, not only say that you saw yourself into college, you saw one child into college, but most recently you saw a second child into college.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll dive into you know, the challenges that you face and making that what seems like a dream. Like, to me, I got little ones yet. We haven't came across that, but and I got a whole bunch of them. So man, yeah, I don't know if we'll get them all into college, but I'm gonna follow.
Sure, we
lead.
Can. We'll find something.
Yeah,
we can
do something. Explain to what you've been through and where you're at now.
Well, we have Ethan graduated this past year, and Ethan's been on the radio show a couple of times already.
He was before these these students came in. He was the coolest kid.
Yeah, right.
At Tucson
but
National
he's not
Academy.
Anymore. It's okay.
Yeah, but he doesn't go there anymore. So, congratulations.
Exactly. Yeah. So he had decided a little bit later than most of the kids that he wanted to go to college. Mm-hmm. His sister graduated from Grand Canyon University. I go to Grand Canyon University, so he decided he wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he was able to get in. He actually kind of turned it around and was able to get accepted. So that was his dream school that he wanted to go to. And first, we were like, cool, we can do this. But he didn't have the best grades. How are we going to pay for this? We did the financial aid. He did not get awarded a lot. That's because they based it on my income with my husband. Unfortunately, I lost my husband last year. So I don't make the same amount of money. I was kind of stressing, going, how am I going to pay for this? Because parents have a portion that they have to pay that the, you know, FAFSA doesn't cover. And it was a little bit more, it was sizable. And when my husband was alive and we were both making, you know, working, I was able to do that. I was kind of like, not sure how we're going to do that. Me and my daughter were talking and we're like, okay, we'll figure this out. Well, of course, bring in Mr. Beebe, who's been on the show before. And he says, you know, you can appeal that decision. Didn't know that. Okay. Did that. Ethan got approved for everything. He got accepted to the college. He's ready for housing. He's got everything going. And he started like, Mom, do I need to make another decision? I was like,
He's like, McDonald's? What are we thinking, Bob?
What do I got to do here? And he's like, I he got accepted to U of A. He's like, I could go there. And I'm like, but is that your dream school? Is that really where you want to go? And he was like, no, I want to go to GCU. Okay. So appealed the decision, all of that. And trying to figure out things. Do I get another job? What do I do? Do I have more than one income? All of that. And we got rejected 6 times with the appeal process.
Man.
6 times they kicked back his paperwork. I'm going, I have no idea what we're going to do here. Mr. Beebe was like, just let's fix it, send it back. Every single time. Okay. And he finally got approved, was able to get Pell Grants, additional money, got two additional scholarships from GCU.
Mm.
And the last thing I did was the Parent Plus loan, which wasn't my favorite thing to do, but I'm like, I need to do this. Mm-hmm. Got approved for that, and he's good to go. I don't have to pay anything out of pocket till he graduates.
Man, that's inspirational.
That
right
was
there.
Crazy.
Six kickbacks, six times.
Six kickbacks on
that. Man, that's rough.
It was very rough. I was stressing out about that.
And keep in mind, I'm going to try to make you cry right now, but with this with this question especially, like, what is it like being a parent of a of someone going to college? Like, particularly,
that's
I know
crazy.
With your particular journey, it wasn't like you were just like, you know, John Q. Public. You went to college right out of school and that, on that track. Like, you took a while for you to get it. Like, how does it feel not only for your kids to get it, but, you know, two of them now are get it and they're in?
Yeah, my daughter graduated and then she was class of 2020, so it was the COVID graduation, which she didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
And then so she got it a year later.
Mm-hmm.
And at first she was like, oh, no, you know, I don't need to do that. I'm like, no, you're going.
Mm.
You earned this. Mm-hmm. We're going. You're walking across that stage.
Yeah.
If I got to drag you across that stage, you're going.
I'm going for you. I'm going to wear you.
Yeah. I tell you, we're going.
Yeah.
So I don't care what you're doing, but we're going.
Yeah.
And after that, she was just kind of like, you know, I should have recorded it with the, you're right, Mom. That was the best decision to come back and do the graduation and walk the stage. And so having a college graduate and now he's going to college. It's something I never thought. I never thought in a million years that I would be able to have to put two kids through college and myself.
Yeah.
So that's been crazy. And it's that crazy hairy dream. And I was just like, you know what? We go big, we go home.
Yeah.
And so far I'm like 2 years in for myself and then Ethan will be starting in September. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's the craziest thing. I never thought I could do it, but we're doing it.
Yeah. I imagine like, it just transforms your family.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Sure.
Like, I don't know.
You don't settle after that.
I didn't know your family before, but it just the way you're describing it sounds like you as a group just took a big step up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, there's if you want to do anything, well, what's going to stop you? I mean, you did this. You didn't think you could do it. Well, now let's go for the next thing.
Mm.
So Ethan's like, yeah, Mom, I'll go for my master's. And I'm like, psh, let's go. Mm. Well, you know what? I think I want to do my PhD. Do that too. If you get halfway there, that's still cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to see what Ethan turns out to be.
Yeah,
he's a special kid.
He is.
You could tell. Like sometimes I think he's almost too cool for me and I can't get too close to him because it'll singe me. But yeah, he's a special dude.
Yes. Well, yeah. There. Some of the stuff he says, I'm like, who is that? Who said that? That came out of Ethan?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a future president in our hands as well. But
Or a used car salesman, either one. He'll be
he'll get that first term, but then one of these two ladies
they'll get him run
for his money the second term. So
yeah,
we get it. But we'll talk to them, and we'll talk more about it after the break. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you have a student between the ages of, let's say, 5, 4.5, and 18, 19-ish, and you want to ensure that they go to college, that you make college come true in their life, Tucson International Academy is the place to go.
Yes, enroll now.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today to find out how your child can make college come true in their life. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We will be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back to Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here, minus, like, just for now, a Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
For sure.
But I'm excited for her to join us back. Like, her just, her energy, her bubbliness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's why people tune in. Like, every Sunday,
yeah,
they're thinking, like, oh, man, I need that giggle
that
Dr. J has.
She's
so
happy.
I'm excited. I'm excited for that giggle myself, listeners. So
yes,
we'll both be there together waiting for that giggle. But I'm excited for the two guests we have in studio today. I mean, minus Arlene. Arlene's like the co-host. She's like the sub. She's like, you tag her in, like it's like a wrestling match,
right,
in
exactly.
here. Just
that's
like,
shh. How we do that?
Yeah, I'm in. Put me in, coach. And we, which the first segment we talked about, I was trying to make her cry. It didn't work. about her son and the awesome stuff that that's going on with her family and making college come true in their family. And who do we have? We got Dr. J in the studio.
J!
We're gonna tag off. Talk about tagging
Yay!
Off. Yeah, so I don't, this is gonna be a long one. So why don't you actually, Arlene, before mm-hmm. we tag off, introduce our guest in the studio today.
I would be happy to. It's my pleasure. So we have two seniors from our East Campus today. We have Samantha and Jimena. And they both have been with TIA for a few years. Jimena's been with us since the sixth grade, took a break and came back. And then Samantha has been with us since second grade. And her sister graduated, was it last year, Samantha?
2020, yeah.
2020. So she graduated already and is at U of A. So we're real proud of that family.
Woohoo! That is awesome.
All right. Thank you, Arlene. As always, being the perfect fill-in, the perfect Robin. Even though I wouldn't even say you are Robin. Like, you're your own rightful superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and again, you side with other superheroes. So, so thank you. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Does work well with others.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know the superhero world well enough to think of what superhero you are, but we're gonna think of one.
Yes.
Yeah. And definitely, I'd say Dr. J is easily Batman. So.
I see the light.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I go.
Yeah. So welcome. Or let's just say you've been here the whole time, Dr. J.
I like that. Let's
yeah.
say that.
Yeah. But let me do your introduction, though, because I love
okay.
it. Okay.
Yes,
so here with me is the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book, Making College Come True, and the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson on the Making College Come True radio show. They call her Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yeah.
Yeah. This time I did it with my American accent.
You're pretty
I didn't
good.
Roll the R.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
all right. I'm
yeah.
Herrera. It
yeah,
works.
Yeah. So these are your students. You've I don't talk about it enough. I was actually talking about it with Andreas recently, just about how many hundreds, thousands of people's lives you've affected.
Aww.
From the work that you've done. So that's amazing just to quantify that. When I'm a number cruncher every now and again. So it's amazing the work you've done. So tell us about these two more of the thousands of students that you've helped make college come true in their life, and let's find out about them.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, it's a work of the heart. You know, that's why we do it. And it's a lot of fun because clearly they have the vision for the idea that if you want to have a great life, you have to do a little bit of processing and stepping into that. It doesn't just land on you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got lucky. I hit the lottery in life. I'm happy. No, rather it does take a little work. So that's where I think I would like to start. Would each of you at a time here, who would like to go first to say, what is something that you decided, like what is it that happened for you that you decided to pursue your college goals?
I'll go first. So for me, it was my parents. They're really inspiring to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm from Mexico. I was born in Mexico. And so are my parents. And so ever since I was growing up, they've always been super hardworking. Mm-hmm. And I know that when they were growing up, they didn't have the resources I have today. Mm. And I know they worked so hard to put me at the point where I am right now. So everything that I do is because I owe my parents. I have to pay them back in some way. Mm-hmm. So I would just want to make them really proud.
That's beautiful.
We like that a lot. Yeah. As parents, that just sings to our heart.
That is the correct answer.
It is, isn't it?
And it's funny that when you say that, I was thinking about this this thing I was watching on like The Weight of Gold. It's a documentary about the Olympians and just how and being an Olympian, like as a little kid, like say you're a gymnast, you have to focus and dedicate yourself to being a gymnast. Mm-hmm. And like everything you do, you put it to the side because you focus on your gymnast. For you to have that to pay your parents back, you know, mm-hmm. and it's particularly from a spiritual standpoint for you to give it to a higher power, I can just imagine the amazing things you're going to create, because that is the secret, is to give it to a higher power. And that's awesome that
heart
you're doing
behind
that.
It. That's everything, you know. And also, I mean, what I can say as a parent is your parents only want the best for you because they have learned a few lessons the hard way. That when you don't take advantage of that opportunity you had, you're either going to pay with pain in your life two different ways. The pain of doing the work that takes of you to get there, or you're going to have the pain of regret. I wish I would have. And once you say, I wish I would have, there's really no way to go back and get that time or get that opportunity again. Mm. And especially with college, you can go late in life, which we have examples of that all over the place. But you can also see the benefit of just going right after high school because you're not married yet. You're not with kids yet. You're not, obligated to other things. And so it's 4 years. People say, oh, 4 years, that's a long time. It's not. Ask anyone who went to college. They say, oh my God, I can't believe it went so fast. Mm-hmm. And you can ask other TIA kids. So that's huge. And parents are not going to wish you something that is bad. I know I hear a lot of sad stories where they say, oh, well, my parent made me go to college and I never wanted to go to college. Well, how has that harmed you in your life? They usually can't say any way that it harmed them. It just gave them more discipline and more focus. All right. And anything you can say, like what has brought you to the point of saying yes to college and, you know, doing the extra that it's taking you to get your applications and all in?
Probably also my mom, because I grew up with my mom mostly. Hmm. And hopefully I don't cry.
Well, good. Well, at least one person's going to cry today. That was my goal.
Well, it makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's a good cry, my counselor says.
It touches you, huh?
Just seeing her, how hard she works for me. Just, seeing how much she does for me.
Yeah.
My mom just means so much to me. So I'm doing this for her so I can pay back everything she's done for me.
Gosh, that's a real, real heartfelt a goal that you both have. And the tears are real. The tears are something she's sown in getting you to where you're at now. And she's going to reap a harvest of good stuff because you are there. You are ready. And I know you can see the writing on the wall. Mm-hmm. So good job on, staying the course. And this is your final leg to get into college. So I just can't wait. When we come back, we'll have to talk more about, what's next? Where are you at in the process? And what are you looking forward to? And what are you still worried about? Mm-hmm. All right?
Absolutely. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the infamous Dr. Jennifer Herrera of the Tucson International Academy. If you want to get your student into college, Tucson International Academy is the way to go. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back to, hopefully this segment doesn't make anybody cry, but this is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. J. I think I'm going to be like Pastor J and you'll be Dr. J.
Yeah, there
That'll
you go.
That'll be cool. We'll be like the J twins.
The J twins.
For sure. We're definitely dynamite together.
Yes, man.
I don't know who what genius thought to pair us together, but.
You know, man, I don't know.
That's a very smart person. I'll give it to the guy above.
Yes.
I think he was like, man, you guys.
He had an idea.
You guys could help other people make college come true in their life. Because a big thing I think is cool about this show is not only are we helping, you know, get people to Tucson International Academy and to your book and being able to make college come true for them in their lives that way, but there's probably a lot of people that are listening to this show or people that have kids that are listening to this show that you're making college come true in their life where they hadn't considered it before, or where you explaining it to them where they hadn't considered it before where they wouldn't. So, it's just wild how much just you've kind of at what seemed like a pretty young age, you just really put your teeth into this bone of, okay, I want to make college come true for people. I mean, I don't know why people don't think college can be coming true in their lives, but I want to make sure that they see that it can.
Yeah, they think that it's unreachable, but it really isn't. And we've proven that over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I love proving it over and over again.
Awesome.
So, yeah, you know, recently on TV, they've been showing the famous Karate Kid show. There's even a side, like, now that they're older, you know, the karate, I forget what they call it, I think it's called Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of series and things all about, you know, karate. And in it, one of the things that, the theme that repeated from the movie into the series was wax on, wax off. And the kids, when they came to learn how to do karate, were given this work to do. And they were like, what the heck? I mean, well, you're just wasting my time.
Mm.
But then in the end, they find out that was to build the muscle that they would need to become the champion of champions. And to me, I see college as that. Like, that is what you learn at college. It isn't that you're going to learn more about how to be, you know, a great professional necessarily, even though you will learn some stuff. That isn't the reason to go. The reason to go to college is that wax on, wax off. You're developing muscles for tolerating red tape, for understanding what is required of you and meeting those requirements, that's a hard thing to do. And you're also meeting people you never would have met before. So your realm has just expanded because of who you're meeting and what you're doing and the challenges you're facing. And that's how that wax on, wax off thing is, right?
For sure.
It's the muscle is developed and you... It doesn't pay off until later. So that's why I say go to college. Make college come true for yourself early. The earlier the better, because it's just going to make you stronger and stronger. And you're going to have that for the rest of your life. So we were getting ready to talk about the things that you have to do to get into college. And you guys are seniors in high
make
school.
Make the other student cry this time.
Okay. You know, I am good at that. I don't know why. I just cry along with them, though. That's the unfortunate part.
There wasn't a dry eye in this place. I promise you. I was just looking away.
He looked away. He had something in your eye.
Yeah, there was something in my eyes. A fly.
Yes. Well, so like it has been a process. And already as seniors, you guys have done some stuff. Can you tell us what you did last weekend? Like, did you make any progress? Did you, were you guys part of the Mr. Baserto group that was applying for colleges?
Yes,
tell
we
me
were.
About that. Yeah. What did he have you do?
Okay, so we actually like met up in a place and he told us to spread the word to the seniors. And then he was like, I'll help you guys apply for Pima and NAU. And he pretty much guided us. Through the application, and it was way easier with him.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's always easier to have that step-by-step thing. So like, what, how did he do it? Like, how would he even go about it? Did he say, okay, just go on the computer and open up this? Was it on the Common App, or did you go straight to the university?
So he made us look up the link to it, and it was like direct from like the school that we wanted to apply to. We first applied to Pima, and he helped us through that because there's some trick questions, he said, and that you have to prove that you live in the Pima County.
Yep.
And he helped us do that. And then he helped us apply to NAU, and he got us the code for to get it for free and stuff.
So
he was such a big help with that.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
That's really good. And so, like any of the tricks you can reveal, because we got listeners that might want to know, what would you say one of the Pima Community College trick questions were?
It was the ones with the residency. It asked about if you've been living here for 12 months or longer, or something of the sort. And you have to put yes if you have. Obviously, you don't want to lie.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So don't catch you in the lie. You don't want that.
You are right.
And then there's others about just about living in Arizona, and they ask for an ID. You have to have an Arizona ID or driver's license that you have to provide. You need to put a picture of that.
Okay, you have to like scan it?
It's just a picture. You just put the picture, you take a picture, you add it.
Oh, okay.
And so how does it feel? I mean, I guess I'll put this out to the both of you, but we'll start with you first, Humana. How does it feel like knowing that you applied? Like you've applied for these schools and like you've done the process, like the ball is rolling. Like what does that feel like mentally, emotionally for
it's
you?
It's just crazy how like I'm already about to graduate. Like I remember like going to TIA like 6 years ago and it feels like it was yesterday, basically. It was just, it's really crazy.
Yeah.
And what about you, Samantha? I mean, how does that, I mean, you're like one step away from being a full-fledged college student. Like, how does that feel for you?
It feels good. It's like getting like a weight off my chest and seeing that like I'm being successful right now, and it feels good, you know?
Yeah. It's the first of many. I know once you like first graduating high school, do you guys realize how many people don't even have the opportunity to finish high school for a number of reasons? Maybe parents got sick, now they got to raise younger siblings, so they got to drop out to work. And that scenario happens more often than any of us would think right here in America. And so not having a high school diploma really puts you out, because nobody really wants to hire someone who has not finished that small level of learning, even though, you know, really it's not small, but it's just a standard. The standard is you get at least your high school diploma. And then getting anything beyond that is like icing on the cake. It's going to indicate how many zeros are after your salary. It's going to indicate how happy with your job you will be. We all work, you know, and we all have to make a living. But how nice to get to make a living doing what you love. So why not put the time and energy out in finding what you like, then going after the school that can get you the credentials so that you get to step right into career of your dreams.
Yeah. And I think that definitely for me, what's always been the biggest selling point and like sometimes, you know, I feel like I shouldn't be selling college, but I have gone to college. I've gone to several years of college. I don't have a degree, but because I've gone to college, I've told people, particularly my own children, that you can tell the difference between me and someone who hasn't been to college. You can tell the difference between someone who's been to college and who hasn't. And you'd rather be one of those people that you can tell has been to college rather than hasn't, especially when you're looking for the opportunities that you want in life. So, you know, most people, at least try it, I tell them, because there's going to be, you're going to learn something that'll indifferent you from other people.
That's for sure.
This is the Making College Come True radio show. We got one more segment, so you guys sit there. Don't move. Go potty real quick if you have to, but come on back. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera. That's a lot of titles, a lot of names, but we are all here.
Yes.
And we have two of the prodigies, the geniuses, the brain children out of Tucson International Academy.
Yes.
Here with us. Samantha and Ximena, right?
Ximena.
Yeah. I think we were talking about it during the break, but I'm pretty sure these are the two coolest kids in the Tucson International Academy Network. Yep. And they may be running for the coolest kids ever to go to Tucson International Academy.
Award.
But
yeah.
We got one more segment for them to really, you know, bring it home. Because they have Ethan Kanyes to go against. So
yep, that's true.
They got some tall shoes to fill. Yeah.
That's right. And so you guys, gals, actually, are just sitting in a great position. The school year has just begun, and you already applied for college, and you will most likely get your acceptance notification in the next couple of weeks. So it's really fast, isn't it?
Are you nervous? I'm nervous for you. My hands sweated as soon as she said that.
And as you said, like, what makes it easier and a lot more less nerve-wracking is having someone guide you through that. And that's what we do at Tucson International Academy, is we guide our students through. And we do that so much with so much heart that someone who is no longer employed with us but a very near and dear friend of ours forever, Mr. Baserto, actually, like, from his other job, took time and found time to meet with you guys and to make sure that you were set up for next year. Now that's dedication, right?
Yeah.
So we're so thankful for that. But again, that speaks to how much of a mission it is at Tucson International Academy that we help our students get accepted to college. And it just doesn't go away. Even if you go on to another job or another career, you just can't forget this part. So I heard that you both have some dream colleges in addition to the awesome, wonderful college colleges of Arizona, Pima Community College, also NAU, Northern Arizona University, and not to mention, probably you will apply for Grand Canyon University and Arizona State University, and probably also U of A, and you will probably get scholarships to all of them, as most TIA kids do. You also have some other schools that you've had your eye on. Would you like to speak about some of those? Tell me where you in one of your dream schools.
So my main dream school is Stanford, because I want to go into political science. So
nice.
Very nice. And what kind of program did you hear? Or what drew you to that one in particular?
Actually, Mr. B really encouraged me to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's always been a dream of mine. But like in the last 2 years, he's been like pushing me to do it. Mm. But I'm scared to apply.
Huh. Okay.
Why is that?
Yeah, tell us about that.
I'm just scared to not get in. Like, I feel like I'm scared of rejection, even though I know I most likely probably will get in, because I know my potential. I'm just scared of the rejection.
You know how you definitely won't get in? If you don't apply.
That's right. That is a definite life lesson. Yeah. Well, good for you. So you've counted the cost, and then I have no doubt that you'll go for it, and you'll have a lot of guidance with that, because we do have a new Mr. B. His name is also got bees involved. He is Mr. BB. Yeah. So you went from having Mr. B to Mr. BB. Yeah.
And double the B.
Yeah. And I mean, you're going to be surprised, but Mr. BB is actually, his specialty is getting people into those specialty schools like the Ivy League and special focused universities around the world. So he is probably just on deck for what you will need. So I think that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. So congratulations on dreaming big and not cutting yourself short. Absolutely. Good job. How about you, Samantha?
My dream school would probably be NYU.
Okay.
What drew me to that was probably like the environment. I love New York. My dream is to go to New York.
Cool. Yeah. What do you like about New York? Have you been there physically yet?
No, I've never been there.
I say senior trip. What do you say?
I think so.
We'll sacrifice.
I'm with you. Okay, if you go there, I'm definitely going.
Yeah.
I didn't go to Vegas with you like I should have, but I'll definitely go to New York.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so New York University. Is that how it is? New York University, NYU? Okay, well, great. So you got that on your horizon, and what drew you to that? Definitely New York itself. That's cool. And then did you learn anything about its programs or anything about it?
Well, I know that's the school's mostly known for like arts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm into that too, but I want to study criminal justice.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's really neat. So that would be a... another step forward, and we always see New York City in the news, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, even now it might not always be positive, but but you know what? It's a hotbed for what's happening in our nation, isn't it? So it makes sense that would be a great university, and a great university with a location that is pertinent to the world.
And if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere.
Exactly. It is so true.
And I guess I say, like, on a pivot to that, and we'll start with you, Samantha, this time. What would be your dream job? Like, where do you know? Where do you see yourself when you grow up?
I want to be a crime scene investigator.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
So, what appeals to you about that? Just like helping the victim, or just learning how people's minds get in that place, or you know, what is it that appeals to you?
Yeah, like helping people. I always loved helping people anywhere I can, and that job will do that for me.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I don't know. I also like science, so that's science part of it in it, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much...
Yeah. Okay, so those are all the right reasons, to be honest. Yeah. That's encouraging, because sometimes students will have kind of interesting ideas about what they would like, but then their dream doesn't maybe match their path. Mm-hmm. But in your case, it does. And yours as well, Jimena. So it's like, it's really important that there's alignment with the opportunity, with the schooling that will give you the credentials, and then also just with like the other like peripheral stuff, which like the setting of New York City itself. Yeah. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, my friend, Ms. Jimena?
For me, it would be an immigration lawyer.
Ah.
And the reason why is because I understand the struggle. I've been through all that process of getting your papers, basically.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I've been around a lot of undocumented families, and I've always seen the struggle, and I would love to help other people the way that another immigration lawyer helped me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would like to just pass that on.
Gosh, that's huge. I mean, immigration for us in Arizona is just in our face every day because we do see that. And what do you think it is that makes people want to immigrate here to the United States?
From a personal experience, a lot of people in Mexico don't really get the same resources we do here. Like, a lot of people say, like, oh, the United States, like, it's not that good. I don't know why people talk about this as much. But we really are privileged. We're spoiled. Compared to other countries, we really are spoiled because we get so many resources. We got so many opportunities here. And in Mexico, it's not always the same, or just any other countries that aren't here.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, that is true. And it's always had that reputation that America is the place where you can live the American dream, you know, and the American dream is different for each person.
Yeah, and earlier you were saying how you're interested in going to Stanford because of the political science program. You ever see yourself possibly being a politician yourself?
I do. I think myself I could really make a change because I've always been really vocal. Mm-hmm. I'm a very opinionated person and I will let my opinion be known.
Yes.
It's always out there. I will always put it out there.
Yeah,
and I'm
and
just,
how you feel.
I've really gotten over my fear of like public speaking. Like if you would have asked me to be on this like on this radio show like last year, I would have said no. Because I've always been really scared of it. I've always been like a really nervous person. But just right now I'm here.
Yeah, you bet. This is a place where you can share those political ideas and it will at least put the ideology out there. You know, and that's what I love about TIA is we try to get you guys to spread your wings and here you are. I love that. And the reason I like to do that is not to put people on the spot, of course not. It's to allow you opportunity to grow. And I believe that, you know, like you said, we are spoiled. And to be honest, one of our little side slang, whatever you want to say, that we say is that we spoil our TIA kids rotten. You know, like we get you out of class to come to the radio show. We take you around the world. We help you raise money so you can go on trips and do things. And why? Because first of all, we are resourceful people and we know how to do things and follow the law at the same time, which I think is really huge. There's nothing that will mess something up quicker than that. And so as long as you're following the laws and the regulations, you will enjoy the fruit of all that labor. And so getting to raise money for trips, for field trips, for different materials and supplies, you know, it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, I mean, there is something about that spoiling thing. Now, spoiling, you know, originally is like you're ruining a person by giving them too much. And we have seen that before, too. We don't mean that when we say it. We mean we just like to lavish as much support, nurturing, opportunities, resources as we can upon our students. But we cannot do it for them. They still have to do every step along the way. You still had to meet Mr. B. You still had to actually type with your fingers and send the application. And I think that's huge. So very proud of you guys. So here's to your great dreams, your dream colleges, and then your dream careers, all the steps in between, all the people you're going to meet. And then also, like for me, I love being able to help people so that they can be like be all you can be, kind of like the Army, except not. And it's like I love to have that truth behind me that I do believe with help, people can go further. And so we want to be that resource really for the rest of your life, just to be a think tank, just to be an encouragement. If life beats you up, you know, you always have the TIA community to come back to and get built back up because we believe in you and we always will.
Yeah, this is an awesome radio show. I really love it.
I do too.
This
I love
really
having
special.
These guys.
Yeah, I don't know how more like organizations like Tucson International Academy don't do something like this because it's just so needed. I don't know. I'm just like,
it's so
I feel
easy
like I'm just
too,
like a
goodness.
Fly on the wall to just a real special moment and just specialness. And I'm excited for when Senator Humana is in office because like I just asked that, you know, channel some grants towards our nonprofit if you could because we want to help people. That's all we're asking. So those that are listening, thank you for listening to Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yes,
go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com if you want to make college come true for your student. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show, or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.